Watching right now, the Steelers and the Redskins are on. The Steelers look like crap. They looked terrible last game, and they're looking bad again tonight against the Washington Redskins in Washington. No offensive line. Don't know who their running back is. They've got a quarterback, but can he stay upright? And I was looking at their schedule. I was looking at the Browns' schedule, the Ravens' schedule, and the Bengals' schedule. I like the Bengals to win this division. I think it could come down to a tiebreaker with the Baltimore Ravens. That last game of the season at Baltimore could decide who wins this division. I think it's Cincinnati over Baltimore this year. I think the Steelers are going to struggle to be 8-8 this year. Best case scenario, if everybody stays healthy and they get lucky, 9-7. But the Steelers are, in my opinion, on a downward spiral, whereas the Browns are moving upwards. They're young. Their players are guys that have been drafted by two different regimes, but maybe by bringing them together under a new coaching staff, they could be a perfect fit for each other and the philosophies of this staff, whereas the Steelers are old on defense and their recent drafts have not been good. So the Browns, I think, are a team that when you look at the schedule, you know, I think I had them originally at 6-10. I may be willing to bump them up to 7-9 this year looking at the schedule. And again, don't want to overreact. Two preseason games this week against Indy will tell me a little bit more. Going to face a good quarterback. They're on the road. It'll be a tougher test. But again, I like it. Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns. But I expect the Browns to beat the Steelers at least once. And we'll see if the Steelers, if Roethlisberger can stay healthy. If he can't, they got to go to Bruce Gradkowski, and that's a nightmare. 216-578-0850 is your phone number. You want to talk some Indians? We can do that too. Tribe at 66-58, now 7 games behind the Tigers in the AL Central. 4.5 back of the A's for the last AL wildcard spot. That's why this past series was so important. You're on the road. You're playing the team that's directly ahead of you in the AL wildcard race for that final AL wildcard spot. You had 3 games out there, and you dropped 2 of 3. So if you win 2 of 3, you pick up a game. If you lose 2 of 3, which they did, you drop a game. Now you're 4.5 back, and you're, what, I think 4 or 5 more back in the loss column, which you just can't make up. And they've got games to play, so they can take advantage of that. So where are we today? Today's the 19th of August. The waiver wire trading deadline is August 31st. So Schiaponetti, Mark Shapiro, Chris Antonetti, a.k.a. Schiaponetti, they still have time to do something. My question is, do you think it's too late? Should that move have been made by July 31st as opposed to waiting until August 31st? Is it too late to do something to help this team? Or do you say, no, Roadman, they're only 4.5 out. It's not too late with a whole month worth of games to play. Come on. No way that's too late. So where are you at with the Indians? Or are you not even following the Indians anymore? Are they not even on your radar screen? All that's on your radar screen now is, Roadman, you guys have high school football on Friday night. We'll be listening to you and Dave DiNatale do the games. Saturday, you guys got the Buckeyes, Matt Wilhelm, Bruce Hooley, Emmett Golden, Mark Munch Bishop, yours truly, doing the Buckeye pregame stuff, the game itself, and then the postgame show, and then KNR is the home of the Browns. And the entire team, you know, working here at the station on Sundays. Forget the Indians. That season's over. It's all about football. That's where we're at. Have you tuned the Indians out because it's football season? And they've kind of let you down here in the last, what, 2-3 weeks? And the last thing we'll throw out to you is this. Ohio State, we're going to do our preview show powered by Batteries Plus Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on the home of the Buckeyes, ESPN 850 WKNR. I want to know, though, tonight, kind of as a precursor to our special show on Wednesday. Who is the most, and Emmett, I want you to weigh in on this as well.
All right.
As our Buckeyes beat reporter. Think about it. Let it marinate. We'll address it when we come back. Who is the most important player on the Buckeyes? Not named Braxton Miller. That's the question I'm going to throw out to you tonight for all you Buckeye fans. Who's the most important guy on that Ohio State roster that's not named Braxton Miller? We all know about B-Max, right? Heisman Trophy candidate, preseason All-Big Ten offensive player of the year expectations, All-American preseason, first, second, or third team, something like that, getting all the accolades, coming off a big season a year ago when the Buckeyes went 12-0, perfection. We know he's the guy. He's the quarterback, most important player on the team, most important position in all of sports, no doubt about it. But give me somebody else that's almost as important or 1B to his 1A as far as importance on the Ohio State football team. That's what I want to know from you about the Ohio State Buckeyes. So that's what we're diving into. That's what we're getting into here tonight on Cleveland Sports Night till midnight. We open up the phone lines to you now at 216-578-0850. Again, text us 503-52. Emmett will pick out the best texts. Do people still text the show, Emmett?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I'm never sure, and I have a different producer every night, so I like to ask each producer and see what answer they give me. So.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. 503-52 if you're one of those sometimers. And you can also tweet at us at RoadmanWKNR at EGoldie80. That's the way to get aboard Cleveland Sports Night. We've got you till midnight. We'll get it all started with you right here on KNR after this.
Browns, Buckeyes, High School. Your home for football is ESPN 850 WKNR.